another episode of King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Gloria.
And I'm Sister Janelle, and we're going to be your Sunday school teachers today.
Hey kids, get in your packet and look for the words to our worship songs that we're about to sing. Everyone's got to get up and we're going to sing these songs.
The first song we will be singing is Praise Him, Praise Him.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the
But you know, I don't know if I heard everybody singing. Rayshawn, Scarlett, I want to hear you guys on this next one. Let's kick it up a notch, everyone. Let's sing Bless That Wonderful Name of Jesus.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
We can give it a little bit more. Caitlin and JoJo, will you help me sing this last song? I've got a feeling.
To the Lord, before we start our lesson, let's all say our memory verse together.
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. James 4:17.
Can we say it one more time all together again?
Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4:17.
Welcome back to Bible Detectives.
Our case today is the case of the missing brother.
Our clues for today are, this man brought an offering of the field, and one brother was a keeper of sheep.
Have you figured out what our case is about today using these clues? Let's see what we already know.
We know from the title that there were two brothers. We also know that our activity includes sheep, fruits, and vegetables.
Sounds like some strange clues.
In the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we know that Adam and Eve were sent out of the Garden of Eden because they sinned against God.
After they were sent out, God blessed Adam and Eve with two sons. The first son was named Abel, and the second son was named Cain.
Both of these young men were taught the principles of God from the time that they were little. Their parents wanted to make sure their sons pleased God.
In those times, God required that the people make sacrifices to him.
The sacrifice that God required for sin was a blood sacrifice.
Meaning that an animal had to die for their sins.
Adam and Eve taught this to their sons.
Abel was a herdsman,
but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Let's join the two brothers and listen to their conversation.
Hey, Cain, what you been up to today?
I've been plowing a field, and now I'm getting ready to plant some good fruit, man.
Really? What kinds of fruit are you planting?
All the good stuff, man. Grapes and watermelons, tomatoes, you know, all the good stuff.
Tomatoes? That's not a fruit. That's a vegetable.
No, it's not. It's a fruit. What do you know about fruit anyway? You play with little fluffy lambs all day, so don't tell me about fruit.
Wow, you're pretty defensive about those tomatoes, huh?
Listen, you little runt. You always think you are smarter than me and better than me at everything, but you aren't. I'm the better brother around here, and one day I will prove it.
Whoa, Cain, I didn't mean to upset you. Listen, we are not in a competition, man. We are brothers, so let's just get along.
Wow, it sounds like Cain is pretty upset.
The two brothers grew up into young men, and the time came for them to make their own sacrifices and not just depend on Dad and Mom to do it for them.
When Abel made his sacrifice to God, he brought a lamb and offered a blood sacrifice to God.
Cain brought the fruits of the ground for his sacrifice.
Well, Cain, it's time for us to make our sacrifice to God. I love him so much, and I brought him the very best lamb for my flock.
Well, good for you, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. I had to stop what I was doing to bring this sacrifice today. I don't understand why we had to do this so much anyway. Why does God need our stuff? I don't think it really matters what we give him. He probably doesn't care anyway. I'm just going to offer him a few things and be done with this.
After all that God has done for us, man, how can you treat him like that?
Whatever, man. Let's just get this over with.
When each of the brothers had finished offering their sacrifice, God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice because he did it the way he was taught.
But when God saw Cain's sacrifice, he rejected it.
We don't know why Cain decided to go astray from what he had been taught. Nevertheless, his sacrifice was not right.
When Cain saw that God was not pleased with his sacrifice, he became very angry.
I can't believe this. Everybody is always picking on me. Why wasn't my sacrifice accepted? I work hard just like Abel does. Actually, I work harder than he does. I sweat all day. My muscles hurt, and this is all the thanks I get?
Cain, why are you so angry? If you do what is right, I will accept your sacrifices as well. But if you do what is wrong, sin is waiting for you.
Instead of Cain repenting, he became more angry.
The more he thought about it, the angrier he became.
One day, Cain asked his brother to come to the field with him.
Hey, Abel, I got something really special growing out in the field, and I want you to come see it.
Well, I'm a little busy right now, Cain, but maybe later I can come see it.
Man, I'm telling you, Abel, this is really special, and I want you to see it before anybody else does.
Okay, I will come, but only for a couple minutes.
When Cain and Abel got into the field, Cain turned against his brother and killed him.
How awful!
Just when Cain thought he had gotten away with murder, he heard the voice of God.
Cain, where is your brother?
I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? I don't keep up with him all the time. How should I know where he is?
Cain, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. What have you done?
It's not my fault. It's his fault and everybody else's fault for comparing me to him.
Didn't I warn you that sin was waiting for you if you would not do right? And now you are cursed. No longer will the earth give you good fruit when you plow it. And you will be a wanderer, a fugitive in the earth, for the rest of your life.
What a terrible thing to happen to Cain. All he had to do was be obedient and do the things God and his parents had taught him.
He thought his way was better.
Or he was just too lazy to do it God's way.
Do any of you ever do that?
Maybe you don't really think it's that bad to stay up late at night, and then when it's time to pray in the morning, you are so tired that you don't really pray the way you should.
Or maybe you decide to play a video game first instead of reading your Bible, and then it's bedtime and your Bible never got touched.
Any of these things can lead us away from God if we don't put Him first in our lives.
We don't want to be like Cain and be led into more sin because we don't listen to God, our pastor, and parents.
If you haven't repented and been baptized in Jesus' name and received the Holy Ghost, you need to.
That's true obedience to God.
Let's pray and ask God to help us be obedient to Him.
Jesus, thank you for all of the brothers, sisters, and friends that you have placed in my life. I don't ever want to be mean to them or jealous of them. Help me to love them just the way that you love me. I want to do what is right because I don't want any sin in my heart. Please forgive me of any wrong that I have done and help me to always do what is right from now on. I want to bring a smile to your face. In Jesus' name.
Right away. Kids, you've got to tune in next week and help us solve this next mystery.
The Case of the Night Fright.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley of Faith Tabernacle. We want to welcome you to the King's Kids radio program every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We're so glad that you joined us tonight. Look forward to you being with us every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Also, we want to invite all of you to our regular services Sunday morning at 11, live stream from our website. Join us on Sundays at 11, Tuesdays at 7:30, and Thursday evening at 7:30. May God bless you and have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.